Market Watch is proudly brought to you by Top Sport, home of the Top Sport betting multi. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
All right, let's get the first game of round 11. It's the Knights up against the Broncos. There's a bit of big news around here, boys. Dane Gagai looking like he'll be an inclusion after that cheekbone injury. Anari Tuala would be the man to go out. Tyson Frizzell and Anthony Milford name. Milford hasn't played in the NRL since September last year. Tamari Martin has been named at fullback. He's got a bit of a hip concern. Adam Reynolds has said he's got a bit of a groin concern. And if that is the case, then we may well see Katoni Staggs with the goal kicking. Based on their performances coming out of Magic Round, this looks like a heavily favoured in the way of the Broncos, Tristan.
It does. It certainly does. And the market is set up that way. Probably the big one, I feel, that adds just that extra layer of interest to this game is Anthony Milford coming back against his old side, the Broncos. So the Broncos are short. They're $1.44. And wow, they've been very good the last few weeks. They've been beating good sides on their merits, and not just beating them, but dismantling them. And they've really impressed me. I thought they'd improve at the start of the year, but nowhere near this level. And the Knights, they got a win, albeit against the Bulldogs. So get some confidence back. 285 plus 6.5. Now that line's moved from 7.5 down to 6.5. The total points 39.5 there. I guess we're expected to see a decent crowd out there at Newcastle. So that'll work in their favour. A few players back, but I think you got to watch your team list on this one. If all of these guys come back in for the Knights, particularly on the extended bench with Gagai and Clifford and Brody Jones, then you know probably does move a little bit harder in their way. But the Broncos are just going so well.
Well, I think there's a bit of smoke and mirrors going on around that team list for the Knights too, because and if we look at the market a week ago, if we the look line a look ahead position was about 1.5 between them. Broncos go out and have that very convincing win. Line gets out to 7.5. It's now back to 6.5. I'm not sure that Milford first up off so long out actually starts. I think with Clifford named in 21, we may well see Clifford start, Milford come off the bench. Gagai, I expect, does come in. The thing about the Knights, we peel back. Listen, they've been really difficult to like, and some of their form has been horrible, and their ability to be able to score points, let alone defend points, has been really poor. But the key thing over the last 2 weeks is they have about 8 changes into this team and lineup. And that's very significant because their back row now is their best back row. Clem's been in for a couple of weeks and has some fitness. Clune came back last week. Either Milford or Clifford will start at 6. And then Gagawa comes in and they end up with a much stronger bench. So it's certainly potentially, if all of those guys play, a much, much stronger team than they have had for probably 6 weeks. Against the Broncos on the road, listen, they were fantastic last weekend. I mean, to win 38-0 any week is very good. They probably got Manly the right week, but they absolutely went thump from the outset. I said last week on the podcast, I just like the fact that there appears to be a little bit of cocky, if not arrogant, and confidence building around the Broncos, but in a nice way. It's a real belief, and these young guys are just getting more and more confidence. But they've won 4 in a row. You know, there may be, well, a letdown in the coming weeks. I just couldn't get the gap between them to 6.5. I thought the Knights with the plus at home was probably the right way to play the game.
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? Milford straight into the starting side when we know that he went up there physically not in a great condition. I already talked about how long it is since he's played. He's had that significant injury as well, so he hasn't been able to do any running. He's not a great runner anyway. It's never been a strong point of his physical preparation. So to have him straight back in there, I agree with you, Jared. Keep your eyes on the tip sheet on that. Clemmer was superb last week in a game that really suited him. But look what he's got this week. I think, you know, Haas is back. Carrigan has been superb in his absence. And I think Flegler is emerging as a guy who, talk about physical preparation, is there and is now doing an incredible job for Kevin Walters off the bench. Reynolds is a concern. Like, you know, that groin injury is a real concern. You probably explain that 1 point off the line just on the goal kicking alone from Katoni Staggs. From Adam Reynolds. I tend to agree with you, Jared. I think plus 6.5 on a Thursday night, I like that a whole lot more than trusting the Broncos with a question mark around Adam Reynolds.
Well, the other thing too, Jimmy, is the last four times the Broncos have been in Newcastle, they've lost. So the Knights have got a little bit of an edge there and a little bit of confidence. I thought you're right, too, about that matchup in the middle. We've got Safidi, who played Origin last year, Daniel. We've got Clemmer, who's a bit who's ex-Origin. So we've got a couple of old dogs up front who've got a bit of a point to prove to a few of those young forwards for the night for the Broncos coming through. Really good physical matchup through the middle.
So Fede had his best game of the season last week against the Dogs, and they did have a couple of tries disallowed during the. So it could have been 26-6, you know, and maybe we're thinking a lot differently about this game, but. Yeah, for me, Knights plus the 6.5 is what I really like.